Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission is to equip you with answers to share the hope that you have within you, because life and truth matter. Why? Because being armed with truth will equip you to counter the corrosive worldviews at work in our world today, while experiencing the authentic Christian life will make you a winsome witness of the purpose of life, which is to experience union with God and Christ, both for today and for all eternity. If you'd like to ask Hank a question, please call in now at 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, go to our website at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. You can also write us at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Randy mentioned our website, equip.org. Well, you can go there and you can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal in a safe, secure fashion. Right now, hot off the press, we have a double issue of the Christian Research Journal. I wrote a couple of articles for this double issue. One answers the question, what is the central mystery of the church? And as I point out in the article, historically, the church has been regarded as the center of the universe. It is the reincarnation of Eden. It's the place in which you and I may access the tree of life, replete with its Eucharistic bounty, a Eucharistic bounty that stands forever as the central mystery of the church, which is to say, within the Eucharistic assembly, divine life flows into us and penetrates the fabric of our humanity. The future life is infused into the present life and is blended with it so that our fallen humanity may be transformed into the glorified humanity of the new Adam, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as such, you'll remember the early apostolic father, someone who sat at the feet and was contemporaneous with the apostles, Ignatius, he christened the Eucharist. You can call it Mass, you can call it the Lord's table, you can call it communion, but he christened this our medicine of immortality, the antidote against death, enabling us to live forever in Jesus Christ. So far from a mere representation of past events, the medicine of immortality constitutes the very presence of God's embracing love, a love which purifies, which enlightens, which perfects, which deifies us in concert with what Peter is writing about in his second letter in the first chapter. And this happens for all those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. So like the burning bush encountered by Moses, the Eucharist introduces into our being the fire by which we're inflamed yet not consumed, the fire by which we may as yet experience Pentecost in the presence. In the presence of our Lord, and in the present day. I was thinking about all of this and so much more while I was thinking about this because I wanted to have an excuse, as it were, to urge you to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. But also because today is the Feast of Theophany, the Theophany of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there's so much that goes into Theophany, which is part of the church calendar and underscores the feast revealing the most holy Trinity to the world through the baptism of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the medicine of immortality. You remember that God spoke from heaven about Jesus Christ the Son, that the Son was baptized by St. John the Forerunner, and that the Holy Spirit descended upon the Son in the form of a dove. From ancient times, therefore, this was part of the church calendar as a feast called the Day of Illumination or the Feast of Light, since God is light and God has appeared in flesh to illumine those who sat in darkness, those who were in the region of the shadow of death, those that needed his salvific work, those who needed to be saved from the fallen race of humankind by God's unbounded grace. The Lord was baptized not because he himself had needed to be cleansed, but rather to bury human sin by water, to fulfill the law, to reveal the mystery of the Holy Trinity, and to offer us the form and example of baptism. So on the feast of the baptism of Christ, the church proclaims the most sublime mystery, an incomparable, incomprehensible mystery, the mystery of one God in three persons, one in essence and undivided. The church shows the necessity of baptism for believers and inspires us with a sense of deep gratitude for the illumination and purification of our sinful nature. Baptism is therefore something that we don't take lightly. In baptism, we most literally turn from darkness to the kingdom of light. We, as it were, throw rocks at the devil. We spit at the devil. And we renounce his kingdom. And we commend ourselves wholly to the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the unbegotten Son of God, which reminds me of a question that I got on Facebook. Samuel asked this question, what does it mean to say that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God? Well, what that means, Samuel, and everyone listening in, is that Jesus is the only one born from the Father. And that refers to the eternal generation of the Son, which is integral to the doctrine of the Trinity. And at baptism, you have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three subjects of the Trinity. The early church fathers recognized that what distinguishes the three subjects within the one undivided being of God is their relations of origin, that the Father is unbegotten, the Son is eternally begotten of the Father, and that the Spirit eternally proceeds from the Father. Neither the Father, nor the Son, nor the Spirit began to exist, but the eternal Father is the source or fountainhead of the Son. The relations of the Son and the Spirit to the Father are well codified in creeds like the Nicene Creed, where we say, I believe in one God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, through whom all things were made. Did you get that? Of one essence. Of one essence with the Father, homoousios. Not homoiousios, but homoousios, meaning the same nature, not a similar nature, homoi, but homoousios, just a little letter making all the difference in the world. And of course, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Creator of light, who proceeds from the Father, who together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke through the prophets. This is why we should become familiar with the creeds and also with the feast days that are part of the calendar of the church, because through them, we live out the Gospels. We don't just read about them, but we interact with them in a very personal and then corporate church setting as well. Coming to a station break, we'll be right back with so much more right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Thanks for standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. Be right back.
The book Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul is a true gift to Christians eager to grow spiritually as they get healthier physically. J.W. Richards has put together a six-week plan to promote healing the whole of you so that you can make 2020 one of your best years ever, physically, mentally, and most of all, spiritually. To receive your copy of Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, A Christian Guide to Fasting, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will return in just a few moments. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org.
Like millions concerned about their health, Hank Hanegraaff had never really known which diet plan to trust. But he's found the secret to healing the whole of you, body, soul, and spirit. Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul by J.W. Richards reveals that God is interested in more than just our physical health. He's interested in healing the whole of us. Eat, Fast, Feast outlines a plan found in the ancient Christian practice of intermittent fasting that can help you experience deeper life in Christ. To receive Eat, Fast, Feast, Heal Your Body While Feeding Your Soul, A Christian Guide to Fasting, simply visit equip.org. That's equip.org. And make a gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Or call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI.
let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I was thinking early this morning as I came into the office about the fact that almost precisely a year ago, I went into the bathroom to shave and suddenly realized the tumors was back. One tumor had started to appear on my lower jaw. Shortly thereafter, another popped out of my neck and then two in my groin area. And a PET scan revealed that the tumors had come back in earnest. And so last year was a year of transition for me, a year in which I was actually able to do a transplant. And as a result of the transplant, I now have the blood of a 24-year-old running through my veins. Sometimes I guess that explains why I get up early and stay late. I'm full of 24-year-old energy. But I was thinking about that and praying and thanking the Lord for this new year, the very fact that I made it through last year and that there's no sign of cancer. And then I began to read the newspaper, and I was struck by an article in USA Today. I read three newspapers, the second of which is USA Today, the third of which is the Wall Street Journal, and the first is our local newspaper. But in USA Today, there was an article that captured my attention. It was titled, "The Human Cost of Marijuana is So High. We Need More Media Attention to Its Illnesses." The author, Janie O'Donnell, goes on to point out how the link between pot and psychosis or schizophrenia is now well established. She writes about vaping, THC, tetrahydrocannabinol. And then she talks about how the press has become too pro-pot, how former New York Times business reporter Alex Brendenson says that the human cost of cannabis is way too high and that the press has become far too pro-pot. When his latest book, Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence, came out last year, he knew marijuana proponents wouldn't like it. He just didn't think there'd be what he called a media brownout. No major publications reviewing it. Conservative media and think tanks know about the link, but he is blaming what he says is a genuine misunderstanding of the strength of the science supporting the cannabis psychosis link. The cannabis lobby will personally attack anyone who tries to raise the issue, Brendenson says. And last month, the National Institute on Drug Abuse reported new data showing that marijuana use by students from 8th to 12th grade was way up, with 1 in 5 high school seniors vaping it in the past year. At any rate, this article, which I just read a portion of, caught my attention early this morning, but there have been many articles like that because more than 200 million Americans now live in states that have legitimized marijuana for medical or recreational use. In another article featured in USA Today, pot psychosis, a real link, is what doctors are warning. The article headlines a girl named Madison McIntosh, a girl who suffered from cannabis-induced psychosis, and then cites the warning of no less an authority than our nation's mental health czar that excessive use of high THC pot in concentrated oil is linked to psychotic episodes that in some cases develop into full-blown schizophrenia. doctors from such states as Colorado, California, Massachusetts, where marijuana is legal for recreational use, say the facts are irrefutable. Another example, by the way, that's given in that article involves a guy by the name of Andrew Zorn. Andrew Zorn resided in Phoenix. He was 14 when he started smoking marijuana daily in high school and then was diagnosed with severe cannabis disorder, bipolar disorder, and borderline personality disorder, replete with auditory hallucinations, paranoia, and anxiety. Zorn ended up taking his own life. And in a suicide note, he wrote, "I want to die. My soul is already dead. Marijuana killed my soul and ruined my brain. This is the very thing I have been sounding the alarm on now for years. In fact, in my book, The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, I actually put together an acronym because of the inherent dangers in marijuana, the acronym POT. Obviously fits the situation. And the POT stands for psychophysical problems, occult dangers, and THC liabilities. Let me cash that out. Psychological problems, they can include all kinds of things, including diminished cognitive function, memory impairment, panic attacks, psychotic episodes, hallucinations, sleep deprivation, and of course, dependence. And then there are the physical maladies, ranging from respiratory illness and cardiovascular disease to detectable alterations in the structure and chemistry of the brain. That's just the psychophysical problems. But what about the O in the acronym, the occult dangers? Psychoactive substances in POT actually pave a dangerous pathway into the dubious world of secret or hidden realities. So in China, Taoist shamans employ cannabis to connect with ancestors in the spirit world. Well, the Sufi Muslims, they use cannabis as a contrivance for all kinds of spiritual exploration. And here in the West, Rastafarians use marijuana to indulge in spurious religious rituals. And then there are the THC liabilities, the T in the acronym POT. So you have the psychophysical problems, the occult dangers, and the THC liabilities. And what I mean by that is that when people are smoking or eating pot, there is simply no objective way for them to control dosages of tetrahydrocannabinol, which, of course, is the THC or the psychoactive chemical in marijuana. So by and large, people simply partake until they achieve a high. And while the Bible does not specifically deal with smoking pot, its prohibition against intoxication applies. We're called to be stewards of both the physical and metaphysical aspects of our humanity, and to fail to do that is to sin against the very one who created us in his images. Let's go to the phone lines, take a call. Sean, Denver, Colorado. Hi, Sean.
Hi there, sir. Hey, I just want to say thank you for what you do, and you know, I've listened to you off and on for a few years, and you're informing me and a lot of people on a lot of truths and falsenesses.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I just wanted to add what you were saying about with the pot. I mean, I've never done it myself, and I've heard from some other Christian organizations who look into it where I've heard, this was in the 90s, recently heard it, in the 90s and early 2000s, Sweden, along with Norway and some other countries, they've had a decrease on their population and other things, and also schizophrenia. And a lot of it was linked mainly to the pot, along with, you know, the homosexual lifestyle and other things, but there was enough evidence to show them. But it's like, it's just amazing how people, you bring this stuff up to tell them, but unfortunately, sometimes people don't want to hear truth, too. But yeah, there's enough information to show. It's hurting people over the years, and you know, said the schizophrenia has increased with stuff like that, and, you know, and it's just sad to see how people just still, they're still giving into this, you know, oh, it's okay. And, you know, I tell people it's, whether you're getting high on pot or glue, when you get high on something, it's going to hurt your body. But then over time, yeah, it's going to affect your mind. And like you said, too, also with the spirit world, too, that's one, what's the one of the things a lot of times people hear. They say, I've been smoking pot, I'm hearing voices, I'm seeing things. And it's like, hello.
Yeah, and it's absolutely critical. Thank you for your call. Absolutely critical that we sound the alarm. We've been given a megaphone, a platform. We need to use that, not be silent, not be conformed to the culture, but transform the culture. And therefore, I am so grateful for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth, as I mentioned in the first segment of the broadcast today. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. You probably heard it in the ads, but the featured resource by Jay Richards, Eat Fast Feast, has been transformational to me, and I think it'll be transformational to you as well. Check it out on the web at equip.org. And again, I'm so deeply grateful for all of you who make this broadcast a reality day to day.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.